The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's an image that I'm kind of fond of, or that is of a snake that grows bigger. And as it grows bigger, at some point it sheds its old skin and it grows a new one. And so sometimes that's how we grow, is that there are the challenges we have things that we need to outgrow, things we have to face and let go of perhaps. And the way we let go, the way we become free of certain things, is by just growing bigger, and then it just sloughs off. And that's nice because then we don't have to be so actively involved with trying to let go and like dealing. Sometimes people are overly concerned with their problems, and there certainly can be problems, but some of the problems we have probably deserve less attention than they're given, and some of the problems we have deserve more attention than they're given. And knowing, you know, which direction you should go, is that's part of the wisdom of it all. But there are certainly problems we should acknowledge and recognize, but it's not so important for us to personally be involved in directly fixing them. But sometimes it's better just to keep growing, developing, hold the course, and develop oneself and become bigger, and then these things will just slough off on their own. And one of the primary, one of the important factors that can help us to grow bigger and things just kind of fall off is confidence. To go through our life, go through our practice with confidence. Confidence is one of the great things that kind of keeps us kind of on the course, keeps us going, keeps us taking the next step, taking the next breath, keep practice, like in terms of meditation practice, gets us back on the cushion to practice, gets us to be mindful in our daily life. The confidence to show up in an honest way, the confidence to show up in an open way, just the confidence to be engaged on a path of practice and to keep walking the path. And that confidence then in supporting us to keep walking the path helps us to grow. And as we grow and develop, then some of the problems we have will stop being problems. Not because they were fixed, but because they fall aside. Now, it depends, you know, what kind of problems we're talking about. And maybe you have your own you can think about. But, you know, if you get a flat tire, no amount of mindfulness you do is going to help. You know, so I'm just confident in my practice. I'm going to follow the Eightfold Path, and that tire will take care of itself. I mean, that's just magical thinking, right? So some things you have to take care of. But if you are really anxious about something, you know, you're constantly anxious about, you know, anything at all. Sometimes anxiety is useful to address it directly, and sometimes it's best to ignore it or just let it be there. Don't try not to let it get in the way, but keep doing the practice. And as you grow in the practice, then you might find that the anxiety either can fall away or becomes less and less of a big deal because it's not so interesting for you anymore. You're bigger than it. And as some of you know, the analogy I like of that, if a fly lands on an ant, it's a big deal for the ant. But if the same fly lands on the back of an elephant, it's not a big deal for the elephant. So would you rather be an ant or an elephant? Would you rather, you know, be psychologically big, and the, you know, some of the things are still there, but you become so much bigger that it's not really a big deal. You might have some anxiety, but there's so much space to hold the anxiety, so much bigness to kind of, that supports you. So it's not going to, the anxiety is not going to get in the way. you're still able to kind of go through your life. But if you're an ant, then anxiety is a big deal. You know, then it feels like it's very hard to keep going. So confidence, and the word in Pali is sada, and sada sometimes is translated as faith, and sometimes as trust, sometimes as conviction, and different people have different associations or different resonances with these different words, faith or trust or confidence or conviction. But I like the word confidence a lot because that really points to a personal quality, how we are. We have confidence. It's how we relate to what we're doing. We do it with confidence. And so if we can have confidence in the value of showing up, of being present, of being honest, we can actually grow bigger pretty fast. It doesn't have to be like a 20-year project. Sometimes it can be in a single day that you can feel yourself stronger. You can feel yourself clearer, calmer. You can feel yourself becoming more able to be honest and expressive of yourself. You can be more willing to show up, and here I am. And so with a confidence in the path, confidence in the practice, we will grow. And as we grow, things change. And some things fall away, and some things become less and less significant. And as they become less significant, they're no longer obstacles for us. They're just there on the side, and, you know, a pesky fly, but it's not going to stop us from doing what we need to do. So you might spend some time considering the role that confidence has for you in your life. And how can you tap into the confidence that you have? Sometimes people focus a lot on how they don't have confidence, the lack of confidence. But I would suggest that you have confidence. It might be small. It might not be something that you really paid much attention to. You might have blinders on where you don't identify with having it. But certainly you have confidence. And just see if you can find out what you have confidence in, and then use that as a foundation to go and to develop and to keep going, growing. And use the confidence you have as food, as a support, as an encouragement to keep going. Because it's in the going, in the practicing, in the doing, that you will become stronger, that you'll become bigger, step by step. So those are my thoughts for this morning. And we have a little bit of time. Does anyone have any questions you'd like to ask, or comments about that, or testimonials about being a really big snake? Carla.
Confidence to talk here. I just recently came back from a really retreat-like vacation on a river, a cottage on a river. The last day of celebrating was my husband and I went river rafting. I haven't done that for a while. And I was in my own boat, which I've never done on a river. I was very scared at first, very scared. I had done this a while back, as I said. There weren't extreme rapids, like class, but the first one was the hardest. It was really hard, and I almost panicked. I almost said, I can't do this at all. I can't do this. And then the most amazing shift happened. I just changed my posture a little bit. The boat cooperated. And the next 3 hours were like a minute, no time. And just this beautiful transparency of what they call the Jade River came into complete view. And I was just part of it. It was transformative. It really was. And so your Dharma today is very fitting. The confidence became just incredibly embracing and guided me along
and the
Smith River.
And some of the old skin of fear fell away.
Completely, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And my navigation was right, became spot on.
Great, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I like this word, confidence. Sometimes I feel like it's not natural for me to feel confident. And so this idea of being confident, is there a how to? Aside from, I mean, I like the shift to your posture. Perhaps that's one way.
Oh, yeah, sitting up straighter sometimes. There's a few things I would say. One is what I said earlier. You might not think of yourself in terms of confidence, but certainly you have some confidence in some things. You probably have confidence when you get up in the morning that you know how to make yourself breakfast. But you don't think of confidence as part of that. It's so like so simple, right? You would never think, I'm confident. Boy, am I confident. I'm going to make breakfast. You do it, right? But there is a kind of inherent confidence in doing something simple as that. So I'd encourage you to look at the places where you already are competent and you have confidence in your ability to do things and appreciate that. And you might discover there's more of it than you realize, and that will feed you. The other is that confidence grows by doing. You don't become more confident by just sitting around hoping that it'll fall from the sky, but by action. And so you might look for simple actions where you don't feel like you have much confidence, but there's not like a big deal. It's not like really challenging. It's just as teeny challenging. And in small steps, learn to have confidence in that activity, and then the next activity, and the next activity. So if you're, to use the example of, going down the river, and you have no confidence that you can know how to handle a boat in the river or whatever, then first go out in a completely serene flat lake with no current. Oh, I can do that. And then find the slowest, widest, peaceful, most shallow river you can ever think of. So if you fall over, you only fall over into 4 inches of water. Oh, I can do this. I have confidence I can do 4 inches of water. And then go where it's 5 inches and a little bit faster. Oh, I can do that. Anyway, so that, the principle being just slowly do the small things where are doable, and then feel the growing confidence that comes with. And over time, you can get to the things which are really challenging. Does that seem?
Thank you.
Great. Okay. So thank you all.